Praise the Lord. Well, let's trust the Lord to encourage our hearts tonight with the word. Message title, Occupy Till I Come. Luke 19, let's read this parable and these words of Jesus, and then we'll come back over the passage. Let's ask the Lord for understanding tonight to guide us and help us. Bible says, verse 11, now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. That nobleman is Jesus our Lord. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas. A mina was equivalent to 3 months' salary. Delivered them to them 10 minas and said to them, do business till I come. King James Bible says, occupy till I come. Be occupied in business till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. That's what the Jewish nation did in general after the ascension of Jesus Christ. The apostles were in Jerusalem, the signs and wonders, the message of the gospel went out through Judea and Samaria and into the land of Israel. And there was a remnant, thank God, a righteous remnant that responded and accepted Christ and walked in his ways. But generally the nation said, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first saying, master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities. Then another came saying, master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief. For I feared you, because you are an austere man, severe, harsh, hard, demanding. You collect what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. And he said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him, and give it to him who has 10 minas. But they said to him, master, he has 10 minas. Why give him more? For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. But bring those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, and slay them before me. In the end, it's heaven or hell. Our Lord will return. Maybe we should start this message with a shout. Maranatha, our Lord comes. He's coming back. He's coming for us, whether by death or life, whether by end of days or translation at his glorious coming. But his command is clear. Do business till I come. Occupy till I come. Get occupied in what I have for you to do. Engage in trade. Other translations say, make more money with the money I gave you. Invest. Engage in business. Trade. Engage your life in something meaningful. When you get saved, you get a mina. you get something from the Lord. You receive a kingdom opportunity. The moment you get saved, you are given a kingdom opportunity. And what will we do with it? How will we handle it? The Lord goes down through his servants in the day of reckoning. You know, there used to be a notion years ago, Jesus is coming soon. Forget about the future. Live for the moment. Drain your bank account and leave your debts to the Antichrist. But it didn't work out so well. Luke 19:15. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. In your paper Bible, maybe you should underline those words, every man. In that day, when the Lord comes for us, in that day there will be no hiding among the crowd. There will be every man before the Lord. And the Bible says he's going to call us to account. He's going to reckon with us. He's going to question us. How successful were you in the kingdom opportunity I gave you? How much did you gain? How much did you invest and gain by trading? To every one of us is given a kingdom portion, a kingdom life in the natural and in the spiritual. In our giving, in our finances, in our vocations, in our homes, in our character, in our service for the Lord, every one of us has been given a mina, a kingdom opportunity, and the Lord says, I will call for that. I will call for account. I will call for the day of reckoning on what I have given into your life. Verse 16, then came the first saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little. A very little. Some people want to be faithful in much, but if you're not faithful in very little, you don't get the much. Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. A very little. You know, a mina, it's not really a lot of money, and the Lord realizes it. 3 months' salary, that doesn't take you very far. What we start out in the kingdom is a very little. The Bible says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't despise what God's given you. Don't despise the humble beginning that God gives you in your Christian life, in your kingdom life. Some people feel unappreciated, unrecognized, passed over. Don't you know who I am? Well, no, we don't know who you am. But if you will be faithful and you will humble yourself and you'll begin to serve the Lord and walk before him with a broken and contrite spirit, it won't be too long. In a little time, we will all know who you am. That's the way of the Lord. That's the way of the Lord. That's how he trains his servants. That's how he tests his servants as we walk before him. Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities. I mean, this 10 mina man must have gotten up early and got off to work. And he would have known as he traded and worked and invested his life that, wow, he would have seen the rewards of his labor, and that 1 mina went to 3 and 5 and 7 and 10. What a joy. And the result of it was that he received rulership. He became a ruler. He had authority. God gave him a place of honor. God gave him a position of authority. And God and man rejoiced together. Jesus and this man rejoiced together in what had been done. This man served the Lord out of love, a loving relationship. He said, I have a kind master. I have a kind and loving Lord, and I've given my life to him, and I want to serve him. And together they labored and saw the increase from 1 minute to 10. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. Verse 18 and 19. The second came saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities. From 1 mina to 5. This man was a good worker. He was industrious. But he didn't come up to the level of the 10 mina man. The Bible notes on the pages, on its pages, especially as you read the New Testament, and if your eyes are open to it, you see it here and there. There are workers in the kingdom, and there are hard workers. There are workers for the Lord, and then there are hard workers. The Bible talks about those who labor for the Lord in the natural and the spiritual, investing their life, and those who labor more abundantly. On every job site, there are two kinds of laborers, workers and hard workers. And we all know it to be true. Some people work harder than others. Some people accomplish more in a day. They get more done. They have more zeal. They're on time. They're ready to go. They improve their skills. There are workers and there are hard workers. 10 men a man and a 5 men a man. And which will we be? Verse 20. Then another came saying, Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief. This fellow had a handkerchief ministry. The word is used for the napkin, the piece of cloth that you were to use to wipe the perspiration from your face as you labored. But he had his money, he had this mina in a little handkerchief. Got to be careful with handkerchief ministries nowadays, you know. It says, for I feared you because you're an austere man. You're demanding, you're severe, you're harsh, you're hard. You collect what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. And he said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? This servant says, I knew that you were a hard man, you were a severe man. It wasn't true, but that's what he believed. He let something get into his imagination and in his mind about the Lord. Just because you believe something about somebody doesn't mean it's true. You can get a wrong spirit and opinion about a person. You can get a wrong spirit and opinion about leaders. You can get a wrong spirit about the Lord, how he is. And Jesus said to him, you knew. Obviously you knew, I'm benevolent and kind and I'm loving and I'm a rewarder of those that work with me and diligently seek me. But you knew that I was harsh and demanding. Well, why then, if you believe that, why didn't you labor out of an incentive that I'm going to have to answer to the Lord? Jesus said to him, you made this up in your own mind. You made this up in your own imagination. You don't believe it yourself, because if you did, you would at least be laboring for me out of fear. He came with his excuses. You know, excuses work in the realm of mortal men, but excuses will not count in the day we stand before the Lord. Verse 24. And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to him who has 10 minas. But they said to him, Master, he has 10 minas. For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Those are sobering words. Master, he has 10 minas. I say to you that to everyone who has will be given. From him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Some people operate the principles of failure rather than success. You can operate the principles of failure in your life, in the kingdom life, in the new life God has given you. There is the way of the foolish and the way of the wise. The Bible's very clear. Forsake the foolish and live. Forsake the foolish and live. Walk the way of the wise. Walk the way of investment. Walk the way of increase. Walk the way of accumulation. Walk the way of the Lord. The way of the fool and the way of the wise. See, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by feeling. We must learn to walk by faith, not by feelings, by emotions, by imaginations, by things that are playing on our heart and mind. We must walk by faith. I'm sure the 10 mina man got up some mornings and didn't feel like going to work. But he didn't call in sick when he wasn't sick. He didn't try to skirt what was before him. I'm serving the Lord in the natural, in the spiritual. My whole life belongs to him. I need increase. I need gain. I need to invest. Maybe some Sundays he didn't feel like going to church. Nah, that wouldn't have been him. He had Psalm 122 etched in his spirit. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Three things tonight. Number one, we need determination. We need determination. Proverbs 13:11 says, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. This is God's way, that we gather by labor. We gather by labor and we find increase in our lives, in our ministries, in our finances, in our investments, in our occupations, in our skills, in our gifting, in our calling. God's way is that we gather by labor and therefore we increase. There must be a determination. Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. So the Lord is encouraging us that we must take up a work ethic, a spirit of planning, of investment, of putting our life into something meaningful and worthwhile and gaining and gathering. Letting those minas increase, letting them grow in all departments of our life. Years of faithful service in the house of God. Years upon years of faithful worship and in the prayer rooms and seeking God and calling out for the blessing of the Lord. Years of investment in our godly character, in our families. Years of faithful tithing and offering into the house of God. Think of the reward. That's what God's after. He said, the plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty. They labor and they gather by labor to increase. The minas are a small amount. The mina is a small amount. But God says, as you invest and you trade and all you occupy yourself, it will grow into something 10 times as much. 10 times in your life, a 10 times blessing at least that'll come upon your life. The mina speaks of effort and time. There is no instant success. There is no instant success. The mina takes time. Obviously, it takes effort. This is the real Christianity. This is the real Christianity. This is what Jesus taught about Christian life. He said, you go to work, you labor, you plan, you invest, you increase your life, you watch your life grow, slowly grow and develop, your finances increase, your service increases, your prayer life increases, and you have a lifetime of plenty and reward with the Lord. We need determination. We need determination. Number two, we need dedication. Romans 12:11 says, not lagging in zeal or in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Luke 2:49, and Jesus said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Did you not know I must be about my Father's business? My life belongs to Him. He's given me a portion in the earth. I have to carry it. I have to invest it. I have to work it out. End all controversy with yourself and say, I will serve the Lord. Make that decision. It's something of the will. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's a decision of the will, not simply of the feelings or emotions or if things are going well or if the weather's nice or this or that. It's a decision of the will. We decide to follow the Lord and do His will, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. No turning back. No turning back for us. What do you think? That maybe this 10-minute man and 5-minute man had some setbacks? I think they had some setbacks. Times where the future wasn't as promising, where the increase wasn't as abundant. Maybe they had some times where there were diminishing returns. Maybe the numbers went down instead of up. In your bank account, in the Christian Ed department, in your ministry, in the youth department, maybe the numbers go up and down in the church. Some people get so discouraged, they throw in the towel. We need dedication. I will not quit. I'm serving the Lord. There can be these setbacks. There can be up and downs in my life, but I will serve the Lord. And God says, you just keep investing. You keep praying. You keep persevering. You keep going. There's no turning back for you. Number three, let's have the worship team come. Discipline. 1 Corinthians 9:25 to 27. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. The marginal says exercises self-control. Everyone who competes for the prize exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be set aside, no longer usable. That I myself should become disqualified. We need discipline in our life. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. I'm talking right now not about self-discipline, because that'll fail us. I'm talking about the disciplines that come by the Holy Spirit upon our life. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. We don't need more willpower. We need word power. That word of God gets into us. Those scriptures talk to us. They motivate us. They teach us. The Bible says while we're sleeping, they guard us. And when we wake up in the morning, those scriptures are talking to us and say, they say, start praising the Lord. Come on, it's a day for the Lord. It's a time to work. It's a time to invest. Get about your business. We don't need more self-power. We need spirit power. Power from on high. But you shall receive power from on high when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And so we receive it. Occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. In the natural, in the spirit, vocation, calling, everything our hands have to do. Now that we're Christians, we serve the Lord in everything. Let's make the most of our opportunity. Why waste 10 or 20 years without real kingdom productivity? Let's build. Let's go for God. Let's invest. Let's increase. Occupy till I come. Not partway, not halfway. All the way with the Lord. A few years ago, Sheila Walsh stood on this platform at one of our women's conferences and said these words. I remind you of them tonight. I'm all in till it's all over. I'm all in till it's all over. The parable of the minas. Trade. Use my money to make more money. Invest. Increase the kingdom. Increase your life. Bless your family. Make a difference into the future. Work and prosper and plan and know that God's will is the increase of our lives as we patiently and faithfully move forth into the future with Him. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's surrender to the Lord as these moments, as this word has come over our lives, and let's dedicate ourselves to put a fresh determination on our life. Fresh discipline tonight by the Holy Spirit. Anyone here that's discouraged, disheartened by the way things have gone, things you're seeing right now, take up a spirit of courage. Take up a spirit of courage. The Lord says, you keep on occupying. You keep on engaging. You keep on working. You keep on investing. You keep on planning and preparing. And let me take care of your future. He is a loving and a kind and benevolent God. He watches over his people and a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So let's give ourselves to him tonight as we close out.